Welcome to Slow, the guided prayer podcast, helping you relate to God through listening and reflective prayer.
This is facilitated space for you to slow down amidst the busyness of life and be still in the presence of God.
Whether you are at the gym, taking a moment of rest, going on a walk, or beginning your day, may your heart and mind be filled with peace. God is present with us. As a way for us to be present with Him in this moment, take in a few deep breaths. I'll be reading from John 4. 7 through 15. A woman from Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." For his disciples had gone away into the city to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "How is it that you, a Jew, ask for a drink from me? A woman of Samaria, for Jews have no dealings with Samaritans." Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "Sir, you have nothing to draw water with, and the well is deep. Where do you get that living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob? He gave us this well and drank from it himself, as did his sons and his livestock." Jesus said to her, "Everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty again. The water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I will not be thirsty or have to come here to draw water." Jesus said, "If you knew who was asking for a drink, you would have asked him, and he would give you living water." May we be led into awareness of who God is and meet him in relationship and acknowledgement. A woman from Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink," for his disciples had gone away into the city to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "How is it that you, a Jew, ask for a drink from me, a woman of Samaria?" For Jews had no dealings with Samaritans. Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "Sir, you have nothing to draw water with, and the well is deep. Where do you get that living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob? He gave us the well and drank from it himself, as did his sons and his livestock. Jesus said to her, "Everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty again. The water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water, so that I will not be thirsty or have to come here to draw water." Can you put yourself in the place of the Samaritan in the process of realizing who Jesus is and what he is offering? Is that process familiar? Is it something new? A woman from Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink," for his disciples had gone away into the city to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "How is it that you, a Jew, ask for a drink from me, a woman of Samaria?" For Jews had no dealings with Samaritans. Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "Sir, you have nothing to draw water with, and the well is deep. Where do you get that living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob? He gave us the well and drank from it himself, as did his sons and his livestock." Jesus said to her, "Everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty again. The water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I will not be thirsty or have to come here to draw water." "But whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty again." The water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life. All Jesus said we need to do to receive living water. is look to Him and simply ask, and He would give it to us. Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked Him, and He would have given you living water."
Thank you for joining us. We hope that your time was meaningful.
Consider subscribing to this podcast by searching Slow Guided Prayer. That's S-L-O Guided Prayer on your podcast platform of choice.
And if you would like to receive the weekly Slow, weekly meditations directed to your electronic mailbox, please visit slowprayer.com. That's S-L-O prayer.com.
And as you go from this space, may your heart continue to relate with God in stillness throughout your normal rhythms of life. Amen.